Long-distance hiking can be the experience of a lifetime. It can also present dicey to mundane hurdles, like having to hike stretches along busy highways or logging roads. Trail crews are out this summer, working to make improvements on some enticing regional routes you may or may not have tried, including the Oregon Coast Trail and the East-West Pacific Northwest Trail. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Manzanita.
The Oregon Coast Trail stretches nearly 400 miles from the Columbia River to the California border. Mike Scott, who's now the mayor of Manzanita, used to regularly hike a section north of his town.
You come off the south end of Neocone Mountain and you find yourself for a couple of miles on 101 coming down the hill to Manzanita, and it is not much fun. I mean, the big trucks going by and so forth, it's not very safe.
Scott is describing one of the more dangerous gaps in the Oregon Coast Trail. The various missing pieces total about 40 miles in all. The Pacific Northwest Trail is another long-distance trail, not to be confused with the Pacific Crest Trail. The one we're talking about, the PNT, winds from Glacier National Park across seven mountain ranges to the Olympic National Park coastline. A through hike requires bushwhacking and walking long stretches on roads between established trail segments. The Pacific Northwest Trail Association estimates it has 300 miles of gaps to tackle. Both in Oregon and Northern Washington, there's a new push to close trail gaps. The city of Manzanita hired the Northwest Youth Corps to bridge the gap you heard the mayor describe.
Yeah, we basically start with what you see here is just like tall brush, 6 feet high.
Maddie Milner leads a teenage crew building 2 miles of new trail through brush and forest this summer. The actual trail building, using mostly hand tools and muscle power, is going much faster than the years of planning and fundraising it took to get to this point.
It's really cool to see, like, by the end of the day, like, how far you have to walk back to the car versus in the morning, and even throughout the week to see that progress.
A few years ago, the Oregon legislature directed state parks to make an action plan to complete the full coast trail. Robin Wilcox with the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department is now spearheading that. She says the remaining gaps represent the last 10% of the coastal trail.
Hopefully we'll see the completion of the Oregon Coast Trail in the next 15 to 20 years is probably a realistic time frame, but if we could get it done in the next 10 years or less, that'd be great.
It will take even longer to stitch together the bigger gaps in the Pacific Northwest Trail. That's partly because of the greater distance, but also because of the complicated mix of private and state lands to be crossed. Guidebook author Bonnie Henderson just hiked most of the Oregon Coast Trail top to bottom. She says it's important to think about gaps not just in terms of missing pathway, but in other aspects, like lack of legal camping spots.
In ways, I think that the highway gaps are not really as important as the camping gaps. And I could add lodging gaps. You have to have places to sleep at least every 15 miles, and that's not true in many sections of the Oregon Coast Trail.
Henderson and Wilcox both say they've noticed increased awareness and usage of the Oregon Coast Trail. Same for the Pacific Northwest Trail up north. The Trail Association director there says pretty pictures and descriptions of life-changing experiences posted on social media are driving some of the heightened interest. Trail improvements could make these routes more viable as an alternative to the Pacific Crest Trail, which to some eyes risks being loved to death. I'm Tom Bonsi in Manzanita, Oregon.